Hello, my audio friends. It is Slandy. It is July 14th, 2015. I'm coming to you live from my subterranean studio here in my home in Montreal. And this is unusual for me. I'm doing a audio boom in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week. This is very unusual, so I hope you enjoy it. So today is a very, very special day for yours truly and for many, many space enthusiasts around the globe. Today, the New Horizons space probe that was sent by NASA back in 2006 on a 9.5 year trek out to the Pluto system. Now, originally, Pluto had one moon, Charon, I think it's pronounced. And as they approached, as New Horizons started approaching, they learned that there were more and more moons. I think there's one called Nix, one's called Styx, one is called Kerberos. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Kerberos used to be a protocol, I think, a file transfer protocol. I remember something about Kerberos. Then there's Hydra. I think that's it. They may discover more as they get closer to Pluto. Today at 9:47 a.m. Now, what am I saying? 7:47 a.m. or thereabouts. New Horizons made its closest approach to Pluto, coming within 7,700 miles of the planet Pluto. And I was sitting in my office watching NASA TV, watching a simulation on something called NASA's Eyes. It's a free application software that one can download for Mac or Windows, and it allows you to watch in simulated real time what the NASA probe New Horizons is actually doing. And in fact, I have it running on my Mac right now, so if you give me 2 seconds, I'll just bring it up and I'll just move it over a little bit. And I can tell you right now, New Horizons, according to this piece of simulation software, is 125,000 miles past Pluto now, so it's going out into the Kuiper Belt. Okay, that's the direction New Horizons is heading. The relative speed is 30,807 miles an hour, and the closest approach was about 4 hours and 4 minutes ago. And right now, it is studying certain parts of the Pluto system, and because the Sun is now on the other side of Pluto and its moons, it's able to actually look at the light coming in from the Sun through the thin veil of atmosphere of Pluto and Charon to figure out how thick the atmospheres are and what they're composed of by using mass spectroscopy. They have, I can't remember which one of the four instruments is the mass spectrometer, but I want to say it's either Alice or Ralph, but there are four main instruments on board New Horizons. One's called Lori, the other one's called Ralph, Alice, and then Rex. I wish I knew enough to tell you exactly what each one does, but if you go to the website at nasa.gov, and right now it's just peppered with anything to do with Pluto right now. And if you're on Twitter, you'll see feeds about Pluto. If you look at New Horizons, there's also the hashtag Pluto Flyby, and there's several places you can go on the internet, either Facebook, Google Plus, Instagram. Did I cover them? No, I couldn't have covered them all. Anyway, there's a plethora. Flickr, I think, also has, or rather New Horizons and NASA, has an account with Flickr as well, where they're posting pictures. They posted this phenomenal picture taken yesterday as New Horizons approached Pluto, and it's just the highest definition picture they have so far of the planet, and it's just incredible just what they're showing. So that's been the highlight of my day today. That was right up to, I want to say, around 9 o'clock or so in the morning. Then basically NASA TV returned to its regular broadcast, and at 1 p.m., so in about an hour or so for me right now, they're going to have a documentary film on the Year of Pluto, which is the sort of the waking up of the New Horizons probe and the preparation for the historic event that took place earlier today. That's at 1. Then sometime around, I would estimate between 2 and 3:30, the Deep Space Network will start picking up all the signal that was sent by New Horizons after its close encounter. Once the close encounter was finished, New Horizons spun around and pointed its 6-foot dish back at Earth and started transmitting. Because they're 3.8 billion miles away, the signal will take 4.5 hours to get to us. So I'm monitoring the Deep Space Network antennas, and right now everything's really quiet. The actual antenna being used is antenna number 34 in Canberra. That's the location of the Deep Space Network. And right now that antenna has gone quiet until it will acquire the signal from New Horizons and start streaming in the data. What else am I doing today? I'm also looking at my good old Lenovo ThinkPad T500, which has been giving me nothing but issues with the power supply. The unit has this really odd behavior where it will just all of a sudden just shut down for no apparent reason, giving no warning, no beeping, nothing. It just, boom, just as if you had removed the battery and the power supply. It just shuts down entirely. And I haven't figured out what's wrong with it. I'm doing the Windows updates right now. That seems to have gone through. I can actually log into the machine, and it's starting up. And then I will work with it a little bit. I suspect that it might be the power supply. That when the power supply is plugged in for any amount of time, it does something and just shuts down the machine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let it charge up the battery over the next hour and a half or so. Then I'm going to unplug the battery and let the machine drain itself. I'll just use it, monitor stuff, check my email, do what I usually do. And in fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on the highest performance I can so it really drains that battery. And I want to see if it does the exact same thing. At the moment, it seems to be running fine, but then inadvertently, boom, it just shuts down. I've contacted the place where I bought it. I bought this secondhand, so it really doesn't owe me anything. But I contacted him to find out if he's experienced this problem with other T500s. Maybe it's a known issue with these machines. All I know is I'm now on the third run of Windows updates. It's just crazy. It keeps asking me to update. I'm planning probably in the next 3 months or so to buy myself another laptop, probably another Lenovo, maybe a newer one, a T410, or I'm really looking at the X220, which is a convertible laptop. It's a laptop, and then you can swing the screen around, and it becomes like a giant tablet. It's about a 12-inch laptop, nice and small, compact, very portable. Anyway, that's it for my update for now. I will probably come back later on this evening with another audio boom and let you know what New Horizons has sent in terms of pictures and data, or at least preliminary stuff. Thanks for listening.